Lesson 66. The Ark and the Dove. "Tell me a story, please," my little girl lisped from her cradle. So I bent me down and told her how it rained and rained and rained till all the flowers were covered and the trees hid their tall heads and where the houses stood. And people dwelt, a fearful deluge rolled, because the world was wicked and refused to heed the words of God. But one good man, who long had warned the wicked to repent, obey and live, taught by the voice of Heva, had built an ark, and thither with his wife and children, and turned for safety. Two and two, of beasts and birds and creeping things he took, with food for all, and when the tempest roared, and the great fountains of the sky poured out a ceaseless flood till all beside were drowned, they in their quiet vessel dwelt secure. And so the mighty waters bore them up, and o'er the bosom of the deep they sailed for many days. But then a gentle dove scaped from the casement of the ark and spread her lovely pinion o'er that boundless wave. All was desolation, chirping nest. No face of man nor living thing she saw, for all the people of the earth were drowned because of disobedience. Nought she spied save wide dark waters and a frowning sky, nor found her weary foot a place of rest. So with a leaf of olive in her mouth, sole fruit of a drear voyage, which perchance upon some wrecking billow floated by, with drooping wing the peaceful ark she sought, the righteous man that wandering dove received, and to her mate restored, who, with sad moans, had wandered at her absence. Then I looked upon the child to see if her young thoughts, wearied with the following mine. But her blue eye was a glad listener, and the eager breath of pleased attention curled her parted lip. And so I told her the waters dried, and the green branches waved, and the sweet buds came up in loveliness, and that meek dove went forth to build her nest, while thousand birds awoke their song of praise, and the tired ark upon the breathing breast of Ararat reposed, and Noah with glad spirit reared an altar to his God. Since many a time, when to her rest, ere evening's earliest star, that little one is laid with earnest tone and pure cheek pressed to mine, she fondly says, "Tell me the story of the dove."